Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of more regional news stories. Major progress is still being made in putting out the glass fire still burning in Napa and Sonoma counties. CAL FIRE is reporting this morning the wildfire is now 58% contained. Over 67,000 acres have burned. Almost 300 structures damaged. Almost 1,500 structures destroyed. Over 2,500 personnel and 34 crews are working on that fire. The White House is walking away from and around negotiations for a new coronavirus stimulus package, as CAP Radio's Nicole Nixon reports. That has implications for Californians and state services.
Don't expect another stimulus check or another boost to unemployment benefits, at least until after the election. That was the message from President Donald Trump after another round of spending negotiations failed. In California, the pandemic led to a $54 billion budget shortfall. To help fill the gap, state workers were furloughed and courts and education funding got cut. Lawmakers hoped a new federal stimulus package would help backfill some of those cuts. But now that's looking increasingly unlikely before the state's soft deadline later this month, says H.D. Palmer with the California Department of Finance.
The near term means that we're not going to make any adjustments before October the 15th. The trigger cuts will remain in place.
But Palmer says if the federal government passes something before the end of the year, the state wouldn't turn down the additional money. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
The city of Vallejo has declared a public safety emergency, allowing city staff to push through reforms in a scandal-ridden police department reeling from several fatal officer shootings of people of color. The Vallejo City Council has unanimously approved the motion last night. The city staff, which includes the city manager, attorney, and police chief, has urged the approval. But the Vallejo Police Officers Association has called the declaration an illegal power grab. The city of 120,000 people has had several deadly shootings of civilians by police and is facing dozens of civil rights lawsuits and claims. A federal judge on Monday has blocked the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency from allowing the dredging and filling of salt ponds in the South Bay. KLW's Marissa Ortega-Welch has the story.
The salt company Cargill has been trying to develop its former salt ponds near Redwood City for years. In 2009, it proposed building 12,000 new homes there. The project was ultimately withdrawn a few years later due to public opposition. But then the company found new hope after Trump was elected. Under the Trump administration, the EPA ruled that the ponds didn't qualify for protection under the Clean Water Act. This meant that the stretch of San Francisco Bay shoreline could be open to development. Last year, the state of California and environmental groups sued the EPA over its decision. And on Monday, a judge ruled in their favor, saying the salt ponds are protected by the Clean Water Act. This blocks the EPA from allowing the salt ponds to be filled and fast-tracked for development. Attorney General Javier Becerra called the ruling an important victory and said the EPA shouldn't ignore its own scientists to make way for development. The Fish and Wildlife Service has proposed adding the salt ponds to the National Wildlife Refuge that's nearby, calling the ponds important habitat for wildlife. In Oakland, I'm Marissa Ortega-Welch, KALW News.
And a sign that Californians are becoming more politically engaged, voter registration is on the rise. CAP Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
According to the Secretary of State's office, more than 84% of those who are eligible to vote have registered to cast a ballot this election. That's more than 21 million Californians. It's also the highest percentage of registered voters in nearly 70 years. Since this time 4 years ago, Tulare and San Bernardino counties have added the largest share of new voters. But it's Marin County which has the highest overall registration rate with nearly 95%. This year, every registered California voter should get a ballot in the mail, but polls are open for in-person voting too. The deadline to register to vote online is October 19th, though any eligible voter can register and cast a ballot at a polling place. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.